Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love. This is another Dolphins podcast. Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Speaking of players that the Miami Dolphins may have to play, Josh, since we have talked, there have been a lot of Jonnu Smith trade rumors going on. I think it was shortly after we finished our last show, about the middle of last week, where Adam Schefter reported that the Miami Dolphins were having trade discussions with the Pittsburgh Steelers surrounding Jonnu Smith. Some things have changed, but Josh, right on the surface, what were your initial thoughts when you saw that? Because for me, man, it was just like, here we go again. Like, we can't just keep it quiet and focused on football. There's got to be a couple of these situations going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I felt. And I think it's funny how I think at one point Schefter was saying how they were in trade talks, and then they weren't discussing stuff. And then he came back that same day and he's like, okay, they're back on. So I know they have an injury to Donald Parham Jr., tight end. And I know they were also bringing in, was it Gabe Davis they were kicking the tires on? And right after that, I think so. Is when they might have picked up talks with Jonnu Smith. So yeah, I felt the same way as you. I mean, especially after Jonnu Smith looked like he was such a, you know, integral part of this offense. Everybody seemed excited for him, the only Pro Bowler, whatever that means. I mean, he had a career year with the Dolphins, so you can't really fault him for wanting to get paid. And at the same time, I mean, I think we talked about it. I said I would have probably extended him. The more you think about it, I mean, he is up there in age. I don't know what's best for the Dolphins, you know, long term. And again, I don't know if Stephen Ross is truly opening up his checkbook and saying, look, guys, you know, we say they're on the hot seat. Is he saying, let's continue to extend some of these guys long term for the next regime, if that's the case? So, intrigued to see what comes of this. But again, that's what scares me. The same thing with the Ramsey stuff. Like, what are they going to get for Jonnu Smith? And again, when he was such an important part of the offense, I would rather see him in Miami, because if he's not, then you might be forced to be in Tyreek Hill again, because that tight end group does not look very good without Jonnu Smith in it.
McDaniel said Jonnu is a very important player and person to me and the guys. One thing that we can stand on is his professionalism and how he goes about his business. There are times when business can play a part of it, for sure. First, we've talked about this, so, that's my notes, my bad about that. But Josh, I think the key there is focusing on that Jonnu Smith is a professional, and I think this is a scenario where both sides can be right. I know that's not really right to say a lot of times, you know, that you want to have a definitive right side and wrong side of history. But dude, Jonnu Smith had an excellent, excellent year, 80 receptions, 800 receiving yards, 8 touchdowns. He was just all over the place. He was a safety blanket for this Miami Dolphins offense. Career year for him. And it's right, dude. Like, he's 30 years old. I don't know how long, especially somebody who leans into his explosiveness. You wonder how much longer he can get that. And it makes sense for someone like him to want to get paid.
Yeah, and I mean, he clicked in this offense. That was, like you said, his career year, and I think he broke all the Dolphin tight end records, right, for the franchise. So, I mean, I would much rather see him here. And I had a friend who was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I asked him, like, what are your thoughts? And he's like, I'd be okay with Jonnu Smith, but why don't you guys want to keep him? And I mean, that's really the question I have. But I went back and looked. I think it was Spotrac had, when he signed his deal, like, his average contract was like 32nd in the NFL. So, I mean, he does need, I mean, when you see what he did last year, you can understand why he wants to get paid. It just, I mean, you have Drew Rosenhaus as your guy. I mean, how much does he want to get paid? It sounds like, you know, you hear Rapoport, you hear Schefter talking about it. It sounds like he wants to get, you know, paid buku dollars. And I don't know that that's what's best for the Dolphins. Hopefully they can come to terms and, you know, make this thing work. Because, again, I think this offense is going to look a lot different without Jonnu Smith out there.
The thing that makes this a little more interesting is that both Schefter and Rapoport, Josh, have made it very clear that I think Jonnu would rather stay in Miami. And I think that's something that I think adds an interesting twist to this, because the Dolphins have done this in the past with tight ends who need a contract, right? Mike Gesicki, right? He was about to hit free agency. They make him a top five highest paid tight end by giving him the franchise tag. And Josh, I think this is an awkward scenario where Jonnu Smith deserves to get paid. I think he should get paid a new contract. But I don't necessarily think the Dolphins are the right team to give it to him. I was watching that Houston Texans Week 15 game for a show we did last week. Kat and I did that. And one thing I noticed, man, is part of what made Jonnu Smith so successful is how bad the offensive line was. When Tua's going through his progressions, it's not easy, but in the scope of a football play when you have defenders barreling down on you, having that big body threat in the middle of the field who can shake a nickel cornerback and then run up the field for 15 yards is absolutely awesome. But I think what the Miami Dolphins are hoping to do to be the football team that it was in 2022, to be in 2023 when it was a top 10 offense, not 23rd in the league in points per game, you need 0.5 seconds longer to not target Jonnu Smith and hit Jalen Waddle, who's 5 yards behind him, doing a similar route, trying to get open in the middle of the zone defense. So I think that is my biggest issue with all this, because Jonnu Smith, he's excellent. He's a great fit for this team. But instead of him getting 80 targets and having to get him, God, 60-plus targets if you give him a contract extension, you do wonder, like, if the Dolphins are going to be peak Dolphins and this offense is going to be the peak offense, you aren't funneling Jonnu Smith when you have Jalen Waddle. You aren't funneling Jonnu Smith when you have somebody like Devon Achane coming out of the backfield, getting open over the middle. You aren't funneling it to him when you have a reliable third receiver from week one through week 17, like Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. That is where my big hiccup is. It's like, at the same time, I could say, like, you can make Jonnu Smith happy and the Dolphins have $13 million in cap space. What does he want? Do you throw $4 million? Do you restructure this year just to make him happy and see if you can compete this year, considering the other roster resets you've done? That's kind of where my stance still is.
And I think you're spot on with that. I'm glad that you brought Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, because that could be, you know, maybe a difference maker this year, that, you know, they feel better about letting Jonnu Smith go. Because you mentioned Gesicki as well. I mean, this seems like, you know, he's not Gesicki, but he is kind of limited in that way, right? He's kind of like a, I don't want to say glorified slot wide receiver, but when he's, you know, the way they use him is similar. And, you know, maybe that's even where they're looking at this thing. Like, okay, after this year, if we have to, you know, if we want to keep John, I mean, they could do the franchise tag thing again, right? I thought the tight end franchise tag, maybe it went up, but when it was for Gesicki, like, it seemed like it was, you know, pretty good value at that time as far as franchise tag is concerned. So, I mean, the more we talk about it, the more I understand both sides, and I do understand why the Dolphins might be more inclined to try to get rid of him, try to get some type of draft capital now before, you know, he hits free agency next year. But one way or the other, this thing's going to come to a head, and I think I'd much rather have him on this team. But again, if you're paying him long term, or, you know, that big deal that he essentially wants, that's where I'm not sure if I'm ready to commit. Does that make sense? I'm not sure if I'm ready to commit a long term relationship with Jonnu Smith.
I was trying to find the stat, man. I think it was something along the lines of, when Jonnu Smith was on the field, the Dolphins had at least a 70% chance to be throwing the football. Like, I think there's just so much that Mike McDaniel does in terms of confusing defenses. And Jonnu Smith, I don't want this to be a poo-pooing Jonnu Smith fest, because he's a very good player. He's a Pro Bowl player last year. But for what the Dolphins need to be, and for them to create a rebuilt offensive rushing attack, you wonder how much of an impact Jonnu Smith can have in something like that, when you're saying that, you know, 75% of the time when he's on the field, we're already going to be throwing the football. If you're showing that much of your hand, is that really helping your offense that much? When instead, maybe when you have, you know, Jalen Waddle on the field, you're throwing the ball 55 to 60% of the time, and maybe that difference creates some sort of level of uncertainty. And I think that plays a part of it. And Josh, one thing I wanted to ask you too is, like, one of the craziest, I mean, there are a million crazy takes on social media, so I'll back up there. But one thing I saw is, like, wow, we're trading Jonnu Smith, and Tyler Warren was right there. And I think everyone's missing the point so much on that. Like, this was an offense that was, what, second in points per game when Durham Smythe was the third leading target on the passing offense. Like, it's so important to keep in mind the context of how the Miami Dolphins go about their business. There is a reason that, Josh, what was it in 2021? The offensive or the tight end room that set records, Mike Gesicki, Durham Smythe, and Adam Shaheen, I think it was, like, combined for like 8 touchdowns, and kind of what Jonnu Smith did all by himself. And they're like, wow, the Dolphins are finally utilizing tight end. They're setting these records. Well, it's no, because they've never needed to really have that top tier, well-balanced tight end who can do a little bit of everything. They've never had a Kittle. They've never had a Kelsey. And that's why they've never drafted a tight end in the first round of the NFL draft. Like, it's so hard to find that type of player. And I think it's important that the Dolphins find a spot where they accept that instead of trying to say that Jonnu Smith's our Kittle, because it's not.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It almost seems like they kind of did accept it, right? I mean, when I think McDaniel first came here and he brought Embry, we're like, okay, they're going to, you know, focus. They're going to bring in the tight end, you know, Kittle-esque, and, you know, they're going to bring in that guy because they need it for this offense. And I feel like Mike McDaniel said, you know, I don't really need that, right? So I might have been one of the people that said the Warren thing too, just because I know you and I loved him. So, like, just seeing that they could make this hole at tight end. But that's the question I have for you, Jake. Like, I know Michael Mayer's a name that people have thrown around. You know, he might be a better fit, you know, overall blocking and doing all a little bit of everything. But how would you feel about this room? Say you get rid of Jonnu Smith, and then you got Julian Hill, Pharaoh Brown, and Tanner Connor. I mean, I feel like you'd have to add to that unit. But, I mean, we've heard time and time again that Tanner Connor was going to be something, right? I mean, Pharaoh Brown already said he wanted to be, like, known as one of the best blocking tight ends in all of football. Julian Hill is Julian Hill. So, I mean, how would you feel about that room? And is there anyone that you would, you know, go out of your way to go sign?
I'm going to regret saying this. I'm going to so regret saying this. Oh my God. I'm kind of okay with Julian Hill being the guy. Dude, watching that Texans game, I think there was like a 3-play span where Jonnu Smith was on the field for a rushing play. It did nothing. Jonnu Smith went out like as a blocker on a little bubble screen and it got blown up. And then there was another play where Julian Hill connected on the blocker. And I just think, man, when you can funnel targets to the playmakers the Dolphins have, and I think they have some clear-cut playmakers, I don't think that's much of a debate. You just need guys that can go out there and do their job. And I think Julian Hill can go out there and do that job. I think when you go back and look at his penalties, I'm not trying to make excuses, but I think a part of it was that the Dolphins had new quarterbacks coming in into the lineup. And I think when you consider the rhythm and the timing of this offense, somebody was going to shoot themselves in the foot with some false starts, illegal motions, things like that. I'm not saying, Josh, that some other players can't step in, and I'm not saying there isn't plenty of room for improvement, because if we are doing that in terms, I'd still say Julian Hill's like a 68 overall, something along those lines. But for the sake of what the Dolphins are going to need out of a tight end, like we joke about Durham Smythe and his 8-yard curls, and that's all he really does, that's okay, dude. That's all the Dolphins need from the position, especially if you can successfully get the ball to Waddle more often. So I'm okay with it. Another name I kind of like is undrafted rookie Jalen Connors. I think he's made a couple plays in OTAs, but I do think two tight ends take longer to develop. So I just don't know if it's a position the Dolphins are going to need to ask a lot out of. It's kind of like for years we spoke about guard. Obviously, that's come back to bite the Dolphins, and they've now invested in guard. But you're hoping that the investment in the offensive line can ease up some other positions, a.k.a. tight end.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Connors because he was a name that I know a lot of people got excited for as one of those acorns. And, you know, I think Julian Hill, for, you know, there were the penalties, but I think you're right. Like, what he brings into the run game and just can do things like that, you know, it's more than what we get out of Jonnu Smith. And, you know, maybe, like you said, they might not need Jonnu Smith to go out there and catch 800, you know, have 800 yards and eight touchdowns when you have Jalen Waddle, you know, coming back and regaining his form, which I think we all hope to see. So this thing's going to play out. I think maybe the talks with Pittsburgh had, you know, Art Smith loves him, right? So maybe there were talks there just to kind of try to see what they might give him extension-wise so they can go back to Miami and, you know, discuss things. But this and Ramsey, do you think one gets done? Which one do you think gets done first, Ramsey, right? Or if Jonnu gets traded? I mean, the Jonnu heat's been picking up, so I don't know. Maybe it would be Jonnu if he does get traded.
So mandatory minicamp is this week. Everything that the Dolphins have done so far has been optional, and Jonnu Smith has not attended. I hate to answer your question with a question, Josh, but does Jonnu Smith show up this week? You know, Mike McDaniel talking about how much of a professional he is. And let me say, I will not hold it against Jonnu Smith if he doesn't go to mandatory OTAs. I think he's in a spot where, dude, you got to go get your money. I totally respect that. And he deserves that opportunity to go get his money. Do you think that him showing up or not showing up kind of shows his hand about where these negotiations are?
I think so. I mean, if he doesn't show up, he's kind of got his feet set in, right? Like, I want to get paid. I'm going to be not an issue necessarily, but this is going to drag on until something comes. So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad you answered that because that's what I'll be keeping an eye on. Is Jonnu there? As we'll talk about, somebody else is missing from OTAs. So it's going to come to a head, and we're probably going to see it, like you mentioned, in the next week or so, you know, what's truly happening. And I'm sure there'll be another report from Shefty. You know, Pittsburgh's not interested. They're interested. Something's going to happen.
I'm trying to digest the idea that unfortunate Donald Parham injury. I actually kind of always enjoyed watching him. I think he used to play for the Chargers for a little bit, I think, if I remember correctly. And they've always, for some reason, a number two as a fantasy football player. Somehow the number two tight end on the Chargers have always been somewhat appealing. I don't know why.
Especially in rookie drafts. I remember him being a rookie at one point, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm picking him up. He's going to be something, and wasn't something.
But I'm just interested, like, the idea of, you know, the Dolphins and Chargers have talk, Dolphins and Steelers have talks, and they kind of peter out, right? And that kind of means that Pittsburgh heard what the Dolphins wanted and heard what Jonnu wanted and said, nah, we're not really interested. The juice isn't really worth the squeeze. But the second they call back and say, well, you know, we had this injury, you know, Aaron Rodgers, all of a sudden he's officially signed, he's going to be in the building. Does that signal that the Chargers are, or I'm sorry, I keep doing that, the Steelers are kind of close to accepting what the Dolphins are looking for, if they're willing to call back and try to inch a little closer, because they were the ones to hang up, right? They are the ones interested in the player. So I'm interested, man, if that was a sign that the Steelers are close to figuring something out here, when if you're going to pick up the phone again and inch a little closer to what the Dolphins are asking for, what do you think the Dolphins are even asking for?
I mean, what, like a fourth maybe? Like, that's kind of where I think they might start. I think it might end up dwindling down from there. But, I mean, I feel like that's probably right in the ballpark, right? Or maybe a compensatory pick or some sort. I mean, you're right. They did call back, and it was right after the injury. So, like, if you're the Steelers, you know, you were interested in getting new, you know, help for Aaron Rodgers or whoever the quarterback was at the time. And, you know, you brought in Gabe Davis. You can almost kill two birds with one stone if you got Jonnu Smith, right? He could fill your tight end spot next to Freiermuth, who, you know, can do a little bit of everything. And then he can also be that guy that's, you know, catching passes like you saw last year, is 80 plus or whatever. So, I mean, I can see where it's very intriguing for the Steelers. And, I mean, it might just be capital and then what you got to pay him, because I mean, at the time the Steelers were probably waiting for Rodgers' deal to fall, that domino. So maybe now they see what money they have, and there's a clear answer to what they could give Jonnu Smith, and maybe things happen. But again, I thought the Jalen Ramsey thing would also be done by now. So I guess I'm just too optimistic that things get done.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.